is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and wrong. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, glad to have you here for the conversation. Donald Trump up and tweeting early today. Let's get caught up real quickly here on the tweets that are going out already this morning. The wall is the wall. It has never changed or evolved from the first day I conceived of it. Parts will be of necessity see-through, and it was never intended to be built in areas where there is a natural protection such as mountains, wastelands, or tough rivers of water. The wall will be paid for, directly or indirectly, or through longer-term reimbursement by Mexico, which has a ridiculous $71 billion trade surplus with the United States. The $20 billion wall is peanuts compared to what Mexico makes from the U.S. NAFTA is a bad joke. Of course, NAFTA, sensitive topic here in Michigan. So we'll invite the president on the program here to get him to explain what he's thinking about and what's going on. Now, when we talk about all of these negotiations, if you will, over DACA, over the border wall, over chain migration and the lottery system for immigration, and the Republicans want to get rid of the chain migration. They want to get rid of the lottery system. They want to build a southern border wall or barrier that's secure. The Democrats want to give citizenship to 11 million people that are here illegally. Now, it doesn't matter how they got here. That is the bottom line. The Democrats want to give citizenship to 11 million people. And those people are never going to be deported. Not going to happen. You can believe what you want, but the fact is those people are going to stay. That's the end game here, and it will happen. So Donald Trump's trying to figure out what he can get in return for that. But I want you to understand that these Democrats are opportunists. And it depends on who they're talking to and what the current political situation is. That changes what they have to say about this particular issue. How do I know this? Well, let's listen to Dianne Feinstein talking about illegal immigration back in 1994. Let's go with that tape first. Go ahead.
I think we can enforce our borders. I think we should enforce our borders. To have a situation where 40% of the babies born on Medicaid in California today are born of illegal immigrants creates a very real problem for the state, which is in deficit.
Look, of course you can enforce the borders.
Let me finish.
I agree.
To have 17% of our prison population at a cost of $300 million a year be illegal immigrants who come here and commit felonies, that's not what this nation is all about.
Of course.
Well, those numbers, by the way, today are much higher. Those numbers today are much higher, and yet her tune has changed completely. In fact, California now, a sanctuary state where illegals not only can come, but they can stay peacefully, not be bothered by the county sheriff or the local police department to say, hey, are you here legally? Can't even ask the question anymore. And why is that? Votes. Don't kid yourself. It's about votes. It's about power and control. It's about getting reelected. The big goal is to turn Texas blue. That's the big prize, turning Texas blue. There's no question. But I want to drive that home. I want you to actually listen to that one more time. I want that to sink in, what Dianne Feinstein had to say not that long ago. Play it again.
I think we can enforce our borders. I think we should enforce our borders. To have a situation where 40% of the babies born on Medicaid in California today are born of illegal immigrants creates a very real problem for the state, which is in deficit.
Look, of course you can enforce the borders.
Let me finish.
I agree.
We have 17% of our prison population at a cost of $300 million a year. The illegal immigrants who come here and commit felonies. That's not what this nation is all about.
Of course.
All right, there you have it. There you have it. That's how much it has changed in this country, because the Democrats used to believe in secure borders as well. Why did that change? What has changed in America that has taken people like Dianne Feinstein from saying you can't have 40% of the illegals having children here? You can't have the prison population being inundated with illegals. You can't have these people inundating our schools and our social systems and everything. But that's exactly what has happened and continued to happen ever since that time and ever since the day she said all of those things. Barack Obama said the exact same things in 2006 and 2008. And so did pretty much all of the Democrats that are now saying, hey, Republicans are racist if they don't just open the borders. Please, open the borders. Why don't we just let everybody, you know, mingle freely? Why do we even put people in prison? Just open everything. No fences, no doors, no borders, no locks on your doors. Dianne Feinstein, who lives in a locked and gated community just like Nancy Pelosi, has security guards around 24 hours a day just like Nancy Pelosi, telling the rest of us to shut up because we're bigots and xenophobic if we don't just accept what they're telling us we need to accept. This is a good deal on the table overall. The Democrats get to keep their DACA deal. The Republicans get to end chain migration, the lottery system, and put in the border wall. Why is this not happening? Nobody's happy about the other side getting their piece, but everybody's getting what they're asking for. This should be a no-brainer. This should be something you could work forward on. Donald Trump's not a hardcore conservative when it comes to this particular legislation. So if it's going to happen, this is how it's going to happen. Make no mistake, this is how it's going to happen. It's right here. It's out there. It's available. It's ripe for the picking. And yet, the Democrats are demanding a clean deal on DACA. They'll make no other deal. They want to give 11 million people citizenship. And if that doesn't happen, no deal. Well, then, no deal. Because if that's going to happen against the better wishes of millions of Americans, because millions of Americans stand very staunchly opposed to that idea, if you're not going to get something in return for that, there's no deal. But the number of Republican supporters of the DACA deal has increased. I know this will surprise you. Let me give you the list. Jeff Flake, Lindsey Graham, Lisa Murkowski, Susan Collins. Then there's also Cory Gardner of Colorado and Lamar Alexander of Tennessee. But no surprise on any of those middle of the road. Well, what a lot of critics would call rhinos. There's no surprise on any of those names on the list now, is there? No. All right, it's 14 after on this Thursday. By the way, if you care about the National Football League, even though it's declining in interest around the country, Tom Brady has injured his throwing hand, apparently. I'll have more on that in a bit. And apparently a terrible, horrifying injury in the NBA yesterday. We'll talk about that as well straight ahead. So much to cover today. We'll be right back. It's the Steve Gruber Show.